Santa Cruz Wharf Collapses After Environmental Lawsuit Delayed Repairs. By Joel B. Polak on December 25, 2024. Repairs to the historic wharf in Santa Cruz, which collapsed in heavy swell on Monday, were reportedly delayed after an environmental and preservationist group's lawsuit delayed changes to the 110-year-old structure by several years. Waves were unusually high on Monday up and down the West Coast, bringing Christmas joy to surfers, who flocked to popular surf spots, north and south, to catch the swell. Board meeting hashtag Los Angeles pic.twitter.com/sma63fugp. Joel Polak, at Joel Polak, December 23, 2024. Good morning, hashtag Los Angeles. This guy hung out by the rocks but it paid off. pic.twitter.com/elfduvict. Joel Polak, at Joel Polak, December 22, 2024. But in Santa Cruz, the heavy swell also brought destruction. Part of the Santa Cruz Pier collapsed on Monday amid powerful waves along the California coastline, the National Weather Service said on xpic.twitter.com/ttucos/swa. Svgate, at SFgate, December 23, 2024. CIT, part of the Santa Cruz Wharf collapsed Monday after being battered by waves amid a high surf warning along the California coast. Video shows at least one person rescued by jet ski. Officials said three people fell into the water, but that they were all rescued. pic.twitter.com/xgth3l75p8. ABC News, at ABC, December 23, 2024. No one was hurt, but three workers had to be rescued from the detached end of the wharf, which floated on the sea. The San Francisco Chronicle recalled Tuesday that the city had planned to reinforce the wharf, but that the proposal had faced a lawsuit by a group of environmentalists and preservationists called Don't Morph the Wharf, which caused repairs to be delayed and also caused part of the project to be abandoned. The Chronicle reported. In 2016, the city had proposed another plan: create a below-deck walkway wrapping around the wharf's western side, creating new space for pedestrians while providing the piles a buffer against incoming waves. The plan would have extended the wharf in some new places and added new buildings, including one directly atop the section that collapsed. Opponents of the additions, assembled under the name Don't Morph the Wharf, sued in late 2020, arguing the city hadn't done a proper environmental review of the plan. The city countered that the new west side walkway was necessary to mitigate damage from waves during storms, as it would extend past the current wharf and act as a break for waves, preventing them from hitting the wharf and the buildings on it, protecting the pilings on the west side of the wharf and providing additional lateral stability. The opponents won their lawsuit in 2022, and the plans were changed to remove the protective walkway and the additional building. Leaders of the Don't Morph the Wharf challenge are now claiming that the changes would not have helped. Regardless, the litigation caused repairs to be delayed by 3 years, according to the city's staff earlier this year. Notably, city officials blamed climate change for the swell that caused the wharf to collapse, not the 110-year-old structure. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.